one thought at a time.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Changing Minds Online Empowering Women series. This is Jessica. Tonight, I am actually here without my co-host, Dr. Finch. She may or may not be able to join us during the call. She is attending to a very, very important meeting. We will send her our love, and if she's able to pop on, we'll put her on. But that's all right. Tonight, I'm actually here with a friend of mine. This person is really amazing. She's going to discuss with us 5 keys to writing a book. You know, this is such an important topic because a book is such a powerful, powerful way today as entrepreneurs for us to brand ourselves, to make ourselves experts, to start some intellectual property, to get some residual income going. It is so powerful, and there are so many ways that it can help us. The person I'm bringing on tonight is often known as the self-publishing maven. She has helped many, many women transform their lives personally and professionally by writing books, newsletters, and products. She does one-on-one coaching. She helps people with becoming first-time authors, and she's just amazing at teaching you how to get your book out there for the very first time. It's a privilege and an honor to welcome my friend Robin Devanish on the call. Robin, how you doing tonight?
I'm great, Jessica. Thank you so much for having me on the call. Hello out there to everyone.
Well, thank you for being here. You know, for myself, I did have the privilege of putting 2 books on Amazon. We actually have 2 more coming out very soon. Akeena and I did through Changing Minds Online. And, you know, one of the things I really love about putting a book out there is it just gives you so much credibility, and it also is a really, really powerful way for women to get their stories out there. You know, and some women might be listening to this call and saying, you know what, I would love to publish my first book, but I have no idea where to start. And, you know, I know that you are just the go-to person to help them figure that out. So if you could just jump right into your 5 key steps to writing a book, I would love to hear what they are.
Great, absolutely. Well, I believe that in terms of writing a book, that there are certain foundational things that you need to do even before you start to put the pen in your hand and put it to the paper. And so I'm going to share those 5 foundational things that I believe that a person who is seeking to write a book, this is what they need to do. Now, the first thing that they need to do is they need to do some research. Research in terms of the title that you're thinking of. Is it a title that is being used? Research in terms of the contents of the book. What is it that you want to put inside of the book? There needs to be some type of research to see, you know, just what's out there, what's comparable to what you want to write, because we also know that there's nothing new under the sun. And so it's just your way of conveying your message. So research is definitely essential and the key and one key to writing your book. Another thing that's essential, which is number 2, is time management. You know, there has to be a level of accountability for your time. You know, sometimes people say, you know, I want to write a book, but I really don't necessarily have the time. So you need to carve out that time. You need to manage it. You need to decide when is the best time of the day for me to write for a little while. Is it that, you know, I have to get up early in the morning, maybe 30 minutes or 40 minutes earlier so I can get some writing in? Or am I a late night person? You know, figuring out what that time is and managing it. You know, do I need to maybe write during my lunch hour? You know, instead of going outside to get something to eat, maybe I can sit at my desk and spend, you know, 30 minutes to 45 minutes writing. So time management is essential. Number 3 is preparation. Preparation. And what I always tell, you know, my clients that you need to prepare for the moment of writing. You know, just like you wake up in the morning every day and you get dressed and you prepare yourself to go outside and make sure that you're presentable, you need to prepare yourself for the writing moment. So what does that entail? Does it mean that you have to put on soft music? Do you want to have a candle? Do you, you know, want to put on some nice fuzzy slippers and a big robe? What do you want to do? You need to prepare and set the scene so that you can be comfortable and flow easy. So preparation is important. The next thing is dedication. How dedicated are you to completing this process? If you don't have dedication, then how are you going to write the book? You know, some people say, oh, I want to be an author, but they don't understand that there's a level of dedication that has to come with it. So what are you dedicated to? Are you dedicated to finishing the task, or are you dedicated or scattered into other tasks? So you have to have that level of dedication. And the last key that I wanted to share is imagination. Imagination. I think that imagination is so important, is so essential in terms of writing your book, because you want to take the reader on a journey. And also, too, you want them to see what you're writing. You want them to be able to visualize. And I believe that you definitely need a sense of imagination to be able to write a book. Setting the scene. So let's just say if it's a story book, you know, a fiction book, it has a storyline. You know, what does the scenes look like? What's going on in the street? What is the person wearing? Are you going to describe their facial expressions? You know, what are you going to share in terms of your imagination so you can bring the reader in? And even if it's a fiction book, you know, nonfiction book, I'm sorry, you know, the self-help type books, you know, those books as well, I believe that you have to have a level of imagination to be able to take the reader on a journey. So you definitely need imagination. So if I was to recap, I said research, one, right? Time management, two. Preparation, three. Dedication, four. Imagination, five. So those are the five essential foundational keys to writing a book. And if I was to add some additional keys in terms of, you know, writing a book, you need to know what the book is going to be about. What's the title of the book? You need to create an outline. What is it that you want the reader to know? So I always tell, you know, my clients as well, what are 5 or 10 things that you want the reader to know? Because that's the foundation of your chapters. Are there any other contributors to the book? Who's going to write the foreword? Who's going to write the, who are you dedicating the book to? I believe that all of those are keys that are essential to writing a book as well. So I'm going to stop right there because I know that I can talk, and I'm sure you have some questions, but that's what I believe are the keys to writing your book.
Well, thank you so much. That's some really powerful advice. You know, Robin, one of the things I love so much about what you said is that even before you got to the part where you talked about, you know, figuring out who you're going to dedicate it to and the title and the cover and, you know, all those things that are kind of details, I love how you first talked about the commitment to what you're creating and really just organizing and scheduling things in. You know, I love that. So for me, whenever I'm working on a project, whether or not it's writing a book or any project, but especially writing a book, it can be really time-oriented. You know, it takes a lot of time. You know, a lot of people say, well, I'm going to work on a book, and then, you know, 2 years later, they're still working on their book, and, you know, maybe it was 100 pages, and, you know, shouldn't really take 2 years. So one of the things I always talk about is making sure when you're doing something, you know, when you're committing to creating a book, that you are scheduling it in. You know, so for me, if you look at my weekly planner, there's time blocks every week scheduled into my planner. And if you're not going to schedule it into your schedule, it's probably not going to happen, right? Because things come up, we get busy, we get tired, it's a nice day, we wake up, we want to go for a jog before, you know, work, or we have a meeting, our friends invite us somewhere. So it's really about, like, setting that commitment, that intention of using time to really dedicate to your writing process. And really, for me, I love the fact that you're talking about that being your first step. Because to me, it is, just no matter what you're doing, whether or not, if you're listening to this call tonight and you're saying, hey, well, you know what, I don't even know if I want to write a book, but you want to do a webinar, you want to put a product out there, you want to attract new clients into your business, you have to schedule the time to work. Otherwise, you're just not going to wind up doing it. I think that's really powerful. You know, I love how you're talking about all the different steps of the books. You know, while we have your expertise here, and, you know, one of the questions I've had, and I'm, you know, going to be integrity about it, right? We bring guests on the show who are experts in their field because we don't always have all the answers. You know, like I said, Akeena and I have had the privilege of publishing 2 books. We have several books coming out this year. Now, we've always done, Robin, self-publishing. I love self-publishing. I think it's a way that if you, you know, anyone can really have access to putting a book, you know, putting a book on the internet, putting a book on Amazon, whether you're using CreateSpace or another provider. I know there's other providers as well, but anyone today really has the ability to publish a book. It's not like it was 20, 30 years ago where you had to convince someone first to allow you to publish a book. You know, but I will admit, you know, I'm not an expert in knowing exactly what the difference is between self-publishing and using a publisher. Robin, would you be able to speak to us a little bit about what that difference is? So if someone is writing their first book, they might have a more educated choice onto which, you know, model they want to use.
Certainly, certainly. So I'll start with traditional publishing first. So when you decide that you want to write a book, you know, like you said, 20 years ago, people would go to what's called a traditional publisher. So the traditional publishers are some of the big publishers that we know, the names that we know, like, you know, Simon & Schuster and different, you know, companies of that sort. And so with a traditional publisher, basically what they do is they provide you with an advance. They give you the advertising and the backing and the marketing in terms of your book. But also, too, there's a whole process that you have to go through to even get to that point. And so, therefore, there are a lot of people that they think that, you know, if I just send my manuscript to a traditional publisher, that they're going to look at it. And that's not the way that traditional publishing works. Traditional publishing works is that you have to get an agent first. You have to get an agent first, and the agent pitches to the publishing company. Right? However, you can't hire an agent. An agent has to decide that they want to take you on because that's not how they get paid. They get paid by bringing a person to the company saying, listen, this book I believe is marketable. I believe this book will make you money. And then they get a percentage or commission based on them bringing you to the company and your book selling. So, therefore, you can't pay for one. But also, too, you just can't solicit for an agent. You have to find out, you know, those outlets where agents are accepting submissions. So there's a whole process in terms of traditional publishing. And let's just say, you know, you write a book and you get an agent and the agent accepts you. Every publishing, traditional publishing company, they have schedules. They have schedules at which they release a book. So let's just say, Jessica, you decide that you're going to, you know, go the agent route, the traditional publishing route. And let's just say in the month of September, they say to you, well, Jessica, we think that your book is awesome. We're going to, you know, get you a book deal. They get you a book deal. You get your sign-in bonus. However, there's a great chance that your book will not be released probably until about 2017, because just like, you know, just like in the fashion world, you know, right now we're about to go into summer, but they're already into winter clothes, right? It's the same thing with books. And so, therefore, they're on a schedule. So, therefore, it takes time for your book to even see the light of day if you go the traditional publishing route. However, I don't discourage people to do that. However, I want them to be informed that there's a whole process that you have to go through to even do that. So that's the route of traditional publishing. Like I said, the backing with the money, the marketing, the advertising, you get an advance. But also, too, you're giving up a certain level of freedom as well. So that means that, you know, they may say, well, the book cover you have or the book cover that you were thinking about, we don't like that. Or maybe we want you to change the title. Or there may be certain words within your story that they don't like and they want you to take them out or they want you to change them in some type of way. And so also with traditional publishing, you're giving up a level of freedom that you would have if you self-publish. Okay, so what is self-publishing? Self-publishing means that you are resuming your rights, your flexibility. You have full power and reign over your project. So that means that, you know, the book cover can look the way that you want it to look. The title can be what it is, what you want it to be. The contents of the book, whether you wanted to get it edited or not, whatever you want to do with that book, you can do because you have decided to self-publish. However, you need to be careful in terms of self-publishing as well because there are different companies out there which are called print-on-demand companies. And what these – I'm sorry, not – I'm sorry, let me backtrack. Vanity publishers. So vanity publishers basically are those different publishers out there where they kind of solicit you and say, you know, online they'll say, well, when do you want to write a book? And you'll say, well, I want to write a book within the next 6 months. And so what they do is they start to try to solicit you and ask you to publish the book with them. And so what they do is, you know, they put your book together. You have to pay, you know, a certain amount of money, and then they'll put your book together, and then they'll give you some marketing materials, maybe give you a couple of copies. But essentially, you have to buy your book from them in order to sell it, right? And so also, too, with some, you know, vanity publishers as well, some of them actually make you sign contracts, and so then they in turn, you know, make you change titles and different things like that. So you have to be careful when you are working with these vanity publishers. Now then, in terms of self-publishing, there's also the print-on-demand feature. Now the print-on-demand feature is a feature where, you know, you don't necessarily have to have inventory in your house. You can take your book, you can upload it to a particular site, and whenever you're ready and whenever you need books, you can purchase the books for a super discounted rate and sell them for whatever, you know, price that you have priced your book at. And also, too, if they have a database where people can buy, you know, your book, then they can buy the book from off of that particular website as well. And so that's the difference between traditional publishing and self-publishing. And, of course, I am an advocate of self-publishing. That's clear based on my name, the self-publisher Maven. And how I got into self-publishing was because I had a situation personally where I signed up with a vanity publisher, and I didn't have the knowledge and expertise in terms of writing. I knew how to write, but I didn't necessarily know how to publish. And so just to make a long story short, what ended up happening was I signed a contract, and before I knew it, 5 years had passed, and I had to buy myself out of the contract. I had to buy myself out of the contract. My book never really sold the way that I wanted it to. They made me, you know, price my book very, very high. So it was really a nightmare, to say the least. However, you know, it's a great thing when you can birth something from your pain. And so in me, you know, learning and making the decision that I'm going to be in power, and that whoever comes to me and asks me questions about publishing and writing, that I would make sure that I had the correct answer. I did the research, and, you know, a long story short, the self-publisher Maven was born.
Well, Robin, you know, I just want to really acknowledge you, not only for, you know, taking that experience where you could have really just said, hey, you know what, forget about it. This didn't work for me. I was in kind of hurt or just walked away from it. To take it and be empowered, not only to help yourself, but to help other people, you know, that's amazing. And prior to this, Paul, you know, even you and I were talking about, you know, I told you about a friend who had a book published, and immediately as you're going into this, I said, oh, yes, that's what she was talking about. She was talking about vanity publishing. You know, and I'm so glad that we are having this conversation because, you know, I want people to know that there is a better way. And, you know, even myself, I'm solicited often by people wanting to, you know, have me pay them to publish a book. And I have friends who have published books and actually can't even sell their own book. And they don't retain the rights to their own book because they have done vanity publishing. So I love the fact that we are clearing up today for women, you know, that there is a great way to do it. And, you know, before the end of the call, I want to have you share how people can get in touch with you, because I know that you have a lot of integrity and experience in publishing as well. But, you know, for someone out there who's listening and thinking about, you know, maybe I'm going to publish my book for the first time, you know, I love publishing. I love the idea of, you know, today we can just go on the internet, do the self-publishing, you know, get your guidance and help from your experts, but we all really have the opportunity to put a book out there. And what I really love about it is the idea that you can build a brand, build an identity. You know, for women who especially who are entrepreneurs, who are doing online businesses, it's a really, really powerful way to develop your first intellectual property, to really start your first type of residual income if you don't already have residual income. A book is great because you publish it and, you know, you get income continually on your book. You know, I have books and we have two books out, and, you know, even today I was made money from selling books today, and we published the book almost a year ago. So, Robin, can you talk about, too, and maybe there's more you can add that I hadn't thought about or didn't have experience with, what are the benefits to self-publishing for a woman trying to grow a business and brand themselves today?
Okay. Well, one of the benefits to self-publishing is, like you said, it adds credibility. It definitely adds credibility to who you are. It establishes you as an expert, as a person in your field that you can go to for a particular topic. The other benefit of self-publishing as well is it's like the new business card. You know, your book right now is like the new business card. Yes, I know that there are a lot of authors out there and there are a lot of people that are probably selling books. However, for women, I think that in terms of boosting your business and taking yourself to a whole nother level, self-publishing is the way to go. And so if you really want to boost your business in so many different ways, you know, like I said, it's the business card. It lends credibility. It also establishes you as a thought leader. You're also an author. It's also about leaving a legacy as well, you know. So, you know, for me, I've written several books, and I do have a son, right? And so, you know, God forbid if something was to happen to me, that is part of my legacy. That's something that, you know, people can have of me because I did that myself. That's a tangible thing that I've done myself. And so that's the same thing with women in business as well, that you have this tangible thing that you have done and you did it yourself. You know, whether you had help or, you know, you paid someone, at the end of the day, you still took the time out to sit and write it, to sit to learn about publishing, to actually publishing it. So I think that also it's about legacy. It's about leaving your mark on the world, you know, after you're gone. So those are some of the benefits. And self-publishing, just period, is just freedom. It's freedom to put out what you want to put out. It's freedom to, you know, to give out your voice and what you have to say, you know, about a particular subject or, you know, or even if it's not a subject or a self-help type book, but even if, you know, you're someone that you like to be a storyteller, you know, I'm a storyteller. I love to tell stories. So to be known as a storyteller, but you self-published it. You did it yourself, and you put it out there in your voice, in your way, the way that you wanted to do it. However, now, I would say that sometimes when I'm working with certain clients in terms of self-publishing, I would say that you need to also have a certain level of flexibility as well. Because I know sometimes as women, we can be kind of strong-willed in terms of what we want and how we want it. However, you need to also follow kind of industry in terms of certain standards, in terms of certain things of your book cover, you know, certain things, what it should look like, certain colors, you know, certain titles. You know, you have to learn about those things as well, and or get an expert that knows about self-publishing to kind of teach you and guide you through the whole process. So I hope I added something, you know, to what you've shared thus far. But I do believe that, like I said, it makes you a thought leader. It lends credibility. It's a business card, and it's also about legacy.
Yeah, I really love that, Robin. I mean, it is so important, I think, today to leave a legacy behind. And, you know, for me, it's amazing. You know, I thought about that often. I said, wow, you know, God forbid something ever did happen to me. I'm so thankful that I'm leaving behind these podcasts. I'm so thankful that I'm leaving behind my blog content, you know, my books. I'm so thankful that, you know, people can look back at my life and even, you know, God forbid, but even if it was after my death, still be inspired by what I was committed to creating. And you know, how many of us still enjoy and read books like, you know, Think and Grow Rich that are from Napoleon Hill, and he's long and gone, but his ideas are still influencing millions of people today. It's just so powerful. It's when you really leave a part of yourself in this world. And, you know, I just, and thank you for bringing that up. I hadn't even thought about that, but it is, it's so powerful. It's so, so important. And if you're committed to creating something bigger than you, what better way to do that? By writing a book. And you know, Robin, you did talk about maybe getting someone to help you, and we're right almost at 9:30 when we end our calls. You know, I love Robin. I definitely support her and her work. I highly, highly endorse her. And if you are writing a book for the first time, she's a fantastic person and resource to help you out. Robin, if someone is looking for a book and they wanted to get in touch with you tonight or, you know, in the future, what is the best way to do so?
You can go to my website, robinedevanish.com. That's robinedevanish.com. Or you can like me on Facebook, the Self-Publishing Maven. That is my business page. Also, I am Twitter, Self-Pub Maven, and Instagram, Robin Devanish. And also, too, if you Google my name, Robin Devanish, it'll come up.
Awesome.
As my mentor would say, I'm Googleicious.
That's awesome. I've never heard that before, but I like it. I like it. So, you know, thank you so much for being on the call with us tonight and sharing so generously. You know, it's always an honor to have someone, you know, like you come on and just really give us some great information. I know people were really blessed with the call tonight and with everything you shared. So I really just want to thank you and acknowledging you for, you know, giving up your time to be on the call and help empower all the women listening.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. Can I just add one thing?
Of course. Go ahead.
Or do we have time?
No, we have time. No problem.
Okay. So I just wanted to add one thing. If anyone on the call of your, you know, interested in writing a book or you would like to attend one of my workshops, please, please, please inbox me. I would definitely like to talk to you about your book, or if you are interested in hosting a workshop in your city. I travel from city to city teaching, you know, new authors how to write their books. So please, you know, inbox me, email me, go to my website. I would definitely like to talk to you. And also, too, it's no fee to talk to me about your book. So I just want that to be clear as well. If you have a book and you have a book idea and you want have some questions answered, I am more than happy to help to answer those questions for you. And there's no fee involved for me to just give you some information and sound advice in terms of your book. So I just wanted to add that as well.
Well, thank you. That's so generous. I really appreciate you doing that for our listeners. You know, I, you know, always end the call the same way. I always just thank our listeners for calling in. You know, we love you. We do this for you. And, you know, we just are so grateful that you are taking your time to join us and that you're allowing us to teach you and guide you. And really just humbled by how many people listen to our podcast every day. If you, you know, are blessed by this call, we would love to hear from you. If there's a topic that you want to us to discuss or hear about, please let us know. You know, we do get requests and we do our best to bring experts in and talk about it if we can't do so. And so if you're listening for the first time to our podcast and you want to hear a recording, you can check us out at changingmindsonline.com. You know, we are all over the place. You can find our podcast on iTunes, on Podomatic, on Stitcher. We have our own YouTube channel, so wherever you are, you can access our call. So if you want to listen to a replay of this call or find any of our other recordings, please do so there. You know, that's, like I said, we love you. God bless. Have a great night. And Robin, thank you again for being on our call.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It was our pleasure. Good night, everyone.